This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Monday, July 6th. This is John Michael Marty. Deadlines for state fair exhibits and entries in various judgings is coming up soon. Rabbits and poultry judging deadline is July 10th. General entries, except floriculture, blue ribbon, dairy products, and bee culture, is July 15th. Floriculture, except for roses, August 1st is the deadline. The rose deadline is August 12th at 9 a.m. Dairy products, the deadline is August 12th at 12 noon. And for bee culture, professional, August 13th, that's the day the fair starts, and the bee culture open until the judging begins. The fair will be held August 13th through the 23rd. State climatologist says Illinois set a record for June rainfall. So if you thought you've never seen a wetter month, you're pretty darn close to being right. In fact, it was the second wettest June on record second wettest month on record any month in Illinois since 1926, when September had just 9.62 inches of rain. The monthly total of 17.2 inches was reported up in Iroquois County. Kankakee County, Chavancy, reported a monthly total of 16.17. Plans are underway to expand this year's Farm Progress Show indicator before it takes place in September. And three new streets will be added to provide enough space for about 100 more exhibitors. The construction bids for the $1 million project haven't been considered. Weather is a potential hindrance, but they remain optimistic the expansion will be completed before showtime. The three-day event's been held in Decatur every other year since 2005. This year it'll run September 1st to the 3rd at the Progress City USA Outdoor Convention Center. They expect 200,000 people to attend this year's Farm Progress Show. Illinois Department of Agriculture says students from the U of I College of Veterinary Medicine will help care for animals at the state fair. A release from the department on Wednesday called the fair a good chance for students to work with large animals. Ag Director Philip Nelson says the number of people practicing large animal medicine is in decline. State veterinarian Mark Ernst is a graduate of the U of I and says he's excited to work with students from his alma mater. Veterinarians from the department and the university will work with the students at the fair. More than 2,100 animals were exhibited at the 2014 fair. This year's edition in Springfield runs again from August 13th through the 23rd. We'll be back to part two of the Farm Show right after this. Back with part two of our Farm Show, Morgan Wendling of Aldemont's been named the Illinois Summer Intern for Midwest Dairy Association, where she's serving on the industry relations team from a Springfield location. Wendling is assisting in various Dairy Month promotions, as well as helping out in the dairy building at the Illinois State Fair. She also did assigned duties at the National Holstein and Jersey Conventions and the Illinois State FFA Convention. Her period of internship continues through the 10 days of the Illinois State Fair. Corn checkoff directors will be elected on July 7th. The candidates for District 11, which includes Christian, Montgomery, Shelby, Fayette, and Effingham, is Don Murphy of Morrisonville. In District 14, Madison, Bond, St. Clair, Clinton, Monroe, and Washington, Karen Neff of Belleville is the candidate. All eligible corn farmers and checkoff contributors are encouraged to vote. Anyone who grows or sells corn is eligible to vote in this election. Ballots may be cast at the respective county cooperative extension offices during regular operating hours. The checkoff dollars come from assessments levied at the first point of sale. State law sets assessment for corn at 5/8 of 1 cent per bushel. That's our Farm Show for this Monday, part two. We'll be back again tomorrow morning, and we'll do it again. This is John Michael Marty.